Welcome to the No Filter Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Ronnie Cook. So today we have a special podcast. I know it's late. You've been getting it every month on the first Monday of the month. And I know all y'all are freaking out. Oh, there hasn't been one yet. There hasn't been one. I had to listen to this old one. The interviews will keep coming next month. But today, let's just talk about you and your camera. So, new year, new you. Let's get into it. So, it's a new year. How many of y'all have gone, you know, New Year's Eve, and has been like, all right, new year, new me. I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start eating healthier. No more snacks. You know, I'm going to stop cussing so much. Stop drinking alcohol so much. And then here comes March, April, and all of a sudden you flatline. Well, this year, I want everybody that listens to this podcast to think new year, new me, but we're going to go to the whole year. So what does that mean? We're going to start. If you're starting photography right now, I want you to go to the whole year doing pictures. Study your camera. You know, don't be afraid to go out and try something different. Study your manual. I want you to get to know your camera better. And the only way to do that is not to have in your closet, in the back of your closet, you know, collecting dust. Let's get it out. Let's wipe it down, wipe all the dust off, and let's just do this. I know y'all can. So, let's get to know your camera. You're thinking, I have a different camera than you. Or, you know, my camera can't work like this. Yes, it can. That's why I say get to know your camera. So, I want you to pull out the manual, like I said before, and let's do this. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't have a camera, one of those fancy cameras. Let's say you use your iPhone, Android, whatever phone you have. Okay, well, you can always improve on doing that. And it's easier to take pictures with your phone than the Canon camera or whatever camera you use, yes. And you're thinking, oh, I know everything. I can just YouTube it. Okay, YouTube it. But try something new with it. Go out, street photography. If you've never done street photography, go out there and do street photography. And, you know, a rainy day, get reflections. Try long exposure. You can do that with your phone now. So, I want you to try something new. Now, if you do have a camera, a Canon camera, Fuji, or whatever, Nikon, whatever camera you have, don't be afraid to go to manual. It's going to be hard. Scary. It was scary for me. But don't be afraid, because you can always change the settings back to where you want it. You just got to find the right settings for the right mood. And it's scary. Yes, like I said, it's scary. But I know y'all can do it. So let's bring your camera out. Put it on the tripod. And let's go out and shoot. If you're if you're doing photography and you want to do weddings, I wouldn't do weddings, jump into that at first. I did a wedding last year in July, and It was scary. I was nervous, but I pushed myself through it. Try portraits. If you do portraits and you want to jump out of that, go try street photography, landscape. And if they're easy, you just got to find the right mood, I want to say, to do it. Not your mood, but like the right scenery that fits you. If you want to find y used gear, try going to Goodwill. Sorry, go to Goodwill. Go to actually maybe TJ Maxx. I know that's out of the blue, but you might find something there. Goodwill. I found a tripod that I use and it's actually helped me a lot. It has three different settings. I know you can't see what I'm doing, but it has three different settings. It's easier to put my camera on than the other ones. It just fits me. So, but let's do something out of the ordinary. Let's get y'all's photography up. Let's make it better than it was last year. I've looked at my photography from when I started, I think it was 2019, 2018, somewhere around there. And it to me it looked amazing. Looking back at it and I'm like, man, that looks like crap. It doesn't look like crap. It just, I know I can do better now. It's not the camera that makes you better. It's you. It's you that you go take the time to go out there and practice. You take the time, okay, I'm gonna mess with my camera. I actually found that out the hard way. I've seen a guy on TikTok, No Way Jose. Shout out to him if he's actually listening. But man, he had a badass camera, and I was like, man, if I get that camera, I'll be as good as him. Well, I spent the money for the camera, and I think I've had it. I had it for, know, maybe a year, give or take, and I. Excuse me, I really never learned how to use it. I just took it out of the box and went to go play. I took a leap and I took it off manual, and it did not work for me. I got some good pictures out of it, but it did not work for me. I went back to my Canon and I sold that camera. And I realized that Canon camera, my very first camera I still use, I can, 3 years later, I can take just as good pictures as the ones with the most expensive ones. And yes, you need lenses. Lenses do help, but the camera does not make the photographer. The photographer makes the camera. Now, with that being said, like I said before, you don't need an expensive but camera to take pictures. Really, you got to be at the right spot at the right time, and to get some of these pictures that you see, like on Instagram and Facebook and whatever. But it's really not. It's really not the camera. So please don't go out there and spend 2 grand when you're just starting out. Unless you, I mean, if you have the money, go for it. But I know most people that are probably listening to this don't really have that kind of money and just starting out. So get a camera that you can afford. Get the gear that you can afford. Like I've been talking for the past year about these all these photographers. They all said, just about all of them said, get used camera. There's so many used camera stores now that you can probably rent one for the weekend and try it out before you buy it. And oh, that's the one I want. I know how to use this one. And if you're about to do a like a excuse me. If you're about to this weekend, you're about to do a portrait session for a family, go to a sports game that you're going to take for your cousin or do a wedding, don't rent it. Don't rent it. Don't rent a camera right before, like a day before you're going to do that. Or rent it to get it and then that Friday and then go shoot with it Saturday. No. Do it for a weekend. See how you like it. If you don't like it, take it back and you can rent another one. And you can cross that one off your list and say, okay, that's not the one for me. So, and then with gear, like I said, go to Goodwill. You can just go about any garage, some garage sales. You can get lucky, you can find some there. But don't buy the most expensive stuff. Cameras. And then the apps to use. Yes, you'll have to spend some money because not you can't you're not available to get everything. But I use I don't have it on here. Oh, what is the name of the app? I'm sorry for yawning. This Texas weather is kicking my butt. It's been cold and then hot. It gets super cold. My allergies just don't know what to do. Where is it? Not Photoshop. You can use Photoshop, but Lightroom. Think the majority of the photographers I interviewed last year used Lightroom. So I think it's like I use it on my tablet. It's like $4.99, and you can use it, and it does work. Works for me, might not work for everybody. Find something that works for you. And then if you use your phone, like I said before, use it. If you can only use your phone until you can upgrade later on, use it. 'Cause I believe the smartphones have recently like above and beyond their photo taking skills. And it's easier if you go out, if you're hiking, or if you go to the mall and you see, see it, oh, that would look like a cool picture. You can just whip out your phone, click. But with the camera, you gotta, take it out. Put the lens on, unless you have it on already. Turn it on, put it on the tripod, whatever the hell you call it. If you don't have one of those, you gotta set it up right, focus it, and then click. That moment might be gone, and you would probably look kind of weird in the middle of the mall trying to do all that. So, but That is my advice for 2022. We are going to make 2022 so much better. I have interviews coming, or interviews. I do have interviews, but I have photographers that are coming, and they are going to give you the blow you out the water from all everything that they will teach you. And so I hope that everybody's listening, continues to listen. I just want to take a moment and say thank you for everybody for listening for our first year. Our first year's over and we made it. We're going to make it another year, more photographers, more interviews. And if y'all want to hear anything that y'all would like me to talk about, you can email me at nofilterphotographypodcast.gmail.com and I will listen or I'll read it. And if I can, I'll do some research and we'll talk about it. But if any photographers are actually listening and you would like to come on the show, you can email me at the same address, nofilterphotographypodcast@gmail.com. And let me know if y'all are interested in coming in. If you have any friends that are photographers or anyone that's interested, that you think that's interested, would be interested in coming on my podcast, email me. I have Instagram, Facebook, Salty K Photography. Y'all can email me or message me on there. If you want to check out any of my work, like I said, Salty K Photography, not podcast, Instagram or Facebook, and that's about it. I hope everybody had a great year, 2021 year. I hope everybody's Christmas and New Year's was amazing. Like I said before, this is a short podcast for January, but we'll be back doing interviews with photographers February. But let's make 2022 the year of the photographer. Get out. Go take pictures. Go get more familiar with your camera, and let's make you a better photographer. Till next time, peace.